Hi, and welcome to Journeyers Podcast. I'm your host, Susan Clark, and I'll bring you guests who have stories and tools to share with you discussing resilience, authenticity, and the freedom that those things brought them. Let's get started. Hi, guys. I am recording this today with Rob Atterbury, and he is just a super great human that I got to meet I won't call it accident, because I'm not sure that that's a thing, but I was able to encounter.
It was an accident.
Was it an accident? Yeah.
Well, I was coming out, and I just saw you. I wanted to ask you what the race was about. I'm about to start to ride, and that's what caused it. It was awesome.
Yeah, there you go. So, it was a really opportune meeting, though. You guys know my jam here is all about resilience and authenticity. And I meet Rob. He's got just this presence and energy and smile that you can't miss. And then you start talking to him and you're just like, whoa, like this guy is nailing it. Like he clearly is living his life from a place of gratitude and just appreciation. But also, like, as you get to hear his story, and I'm excited, and I don't want to take away from his story because he's going to be able to tell it so much better than I. So I'm going to let you go on that, Rob. But before I let you do that, anybody who's looking for more information on Rob, so you can go to gogogorob.com and connect with him there, or Facebook and Insta, and I'll let him talk to you about how he prefers people to connect with him. But so the really quick and dirty, and then we'll let him dig in on it, is that Rob is an Ironman athlete. Prior to this, Rob had cancer twice, and he beat it both times. And he was at a point unable to walk, talk, really function, right, Rob?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And now here we are, where I met this guy as he's getting ready to hop on his bike to go out for a ride while I'm working a race. So I want you to just tell us your story. Tell us all about your resilience and where that stems from and how you got there.
This will take about 7 to 8 hours.
Perfect. Well, maybe we can condense.
I have an absolutely amazing wife, and I have 4 wonderful boys. That is why I'm here today. And but with that said, I wasn't a great dad because I was an executive. And I worked all the time. And I did that from the time I was, I got out of college. I went to Mount Ohio, got out of college, worked my way up, became a vice president, GMM at Kmart. And then I went to Meijer as a vice president of Hardlines. And then started having a little bit of problems with my nose. And dealt with that for about a year and a half. Went to doctors. They kept on treating me for sinus infections. And then I got kind of weirdly let go from Meijer, came back over to Detroit, and got a job over here. I was from this area. I was pretty much from this area, so it was okay. I went to my old pediatrician, Dr. Bowman, and he looked in my nose, and he's like, I don't like what I see. He sent me to a doctor, and that doctor found what became my new life. I ended up being diagnosed with a large B-cell lymphoma in my sinus, and I went through chemo and radiation, and in between that, actually, the company I was working for let me go, and so kind of shook me a little bit, and then I got done with that radiation, and I went to go run. I had done a couple of tries before. I started doing tries in 2009, Reed's Lake, and what else? The GR try, the Millennium try. I did those every couple of year. I did a couple of those each year, and I went to run. I couldn't run. And I was like, what's going on?
Yeah.
And next thing you know, I wasn't walking and I wasn't talking. I wasn't loving. And And it got pretty bad. They were sending me to a psychiatrist. They were taking me to, I was going to a sleep doctor. And I had no problem sleeping. That was the problem. It just was like, I knew what was going on, but no one would do anything about it. And my mom and dad had stayed with me. We took us out to a Disney cruise. I went on that cruise, and I didn't know how to handle the person, the tickets, and I slept for 20 hours. Whoa. I didn't know where I was at. I didn't know anything was going on. And my mom being what I call Dr. MD, or Dr. Mom MD,
yeah.
She wrote a letter. My wife took it into the doctor, and he finally said, they thought it was post, I was having problems with post, what you call it?
Post-traumatic stress.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it was, he finally said, you know what, we'll do an MRI. And my wife was like, why haven't we done MRI yet?
it would beg that question.
And they did an MRI. They did a kind of a special MRI. I can't remember what kind it's called, but it's and they found it all over my brain. And and that large B-cell lymphoma had shown up on my brain. And that's why I wasn't walking, and that's why I wasn't talking well. So the Beaumont doctor gave us a pretty dim outlook. And then we had gone to U of M for the first cancer, and Beaumont and U of M had the same diagnosis. The second one, though, we had this dim diagnosis from Beaumont. And then we went to U of M, and the U of M doctor, he didn't have his dim diagnosis, but his diagnosis was pretty intense. First off, it was pretty intense chemo. And it was, and the radiation was darn intense. But the outcome, at the end was actually okay. But also, the doctor had told me I would never work again. And that was after being a vice president for, 11 years out of my 20-year career.
Wow.
And I would never be in remission. Also,
those are some big shifts. Yeah.
But there's not any problems with that because I love the doctor. And so I went through it. I started talking and walking after the second treatment. Wow. These treatments were not traditional type of treatments where you go in and sit in a room with 12 people. These were, I would go in and I would be in a room, for 4 days, and then they would make sure my vitals were working, and they'd send me home for 3 weeks, and I'd come back for 4 more days. And I got second treatment, and I was walking somewhere. I was talking, I was loving, and it really, really was good. And then I went through the radiation. That was intense. It was only 3 minutes, but it was my whole head zapped.
Wow.
I made it through 12 of the 15 of that. And then I was not walking and talking again, and they stopped it. And so then I sat for about a week after that, didn't have a job, had my family, had my wife, had a dog now. I kind of sat there for about a week or two and thought, here, let me back up a little bit. When I was at U of M, this is a very important part of it. My friend, James Collins, and his wife, Clary, came over with their kids to see me. And I was there, and I started talking about doing a try at that point. and then also the go thing kind of started at that point. I was kind of saying it during the treatments and stuff like that, just to myself and just a little bit out loud. But yeah, it was like I had James. He said he would do everything with me if I wanted to do it. And so I sat there like about a week, just thinking, I don't know if I'm going to be able to walk again. And then I just said, I gotta get moving. And my wife kind of made me move, honestly. and so that, I had, coming out of that, I had to go through 6 months of physical therapy. I had to go through 6 months of speech therapy because my speech, it's not that I couldn't talk, but I couldn't connect the words. Mm-hmm. It was, you know, what I was wanting to say wouldn't, what came out of my mouth wasn't right. And it was very, very difficult. I could write it. That was a really weird thing, but I couldn't say it sometimes. Mm-hmm. And so I went through a lot of, speech therapy and got that corrected. And then the physical therapy, had a great place here in Clarkston. And this one of the ladies there, unbelievable lady, Karen, and she put me in the water before I really got through the walking part of it. It was awesome. I swam like a fish.
That's cool.
In the physical therapy pool, it was awesome. And then she started saying, go, go to me. And then it was just like, oh my gosh, it was so awesome. And so anyways, yeah, that was just such a fertile moment. Going there, getting with those people and them saying it to me, and I just started moving and going. I started doing exercises outside of the house. I walked like a quarter mile up the road, and I walked a quarter mile up the road, then ran a quarter mile. And then I, you know, and just did that for a couple of weeks. So I had a neighbor, he saw me do that. And he said to me after I did my Ironman, he's like, man, I sat here and watched you walk by my house. And now I watch you do a 26 miles and come back to your house. He's like, it was so crazy.
Yeah.
And so anyways, so I got to that point where I was starting to do a little bit more. I started posting it. That was a big thing too.
Yeah.
I didn't say go yet. I was just saying I walked, ran a mile. And then in September of that year, 2014, I did, so that was 8 months after I got out of U of M with the brain cancer, I did Reed's Lake Try.
Wow. That's remarkable.
So this year, in September, is going to be the 6th annual Team Athletes Lake Try. And so this is something that is like, it's going to be there forever. And I love it. And so with that, doing that try, that Reed's Lake Try was, I would say, yeah, it's that along with the full Ironman are by far the most impactful moments of my life. To this point, outside of, you know, of course, outside of getting married, having four boys, you know, that stuff, that life stuff, these are the two things that kind of have kept me going. And that was amazing. And then after that, I'll do this really quick. after that, I did, in 2015, I did two tries, a half Ironman, a 25K, half marathon, 10K, and a 5K. In 2016, I did three 5Ks, two tries, a full marathon, a half Ironman, two 10Ks, and a half marathon. In 2017, I did four 5Ks, two tries, a full marathon, a half Ironman, two 10Ks, and a half marathon. And that led me to the 2018 full Ironman in Louisville last year. That was epic. And guess who was with me? James Collins.
I love that you had somebody with you through this.
He did all half Ironmans with me, except for Steelhead. And he did the full Ironman with me. He's the guy who did everything with me, but I have all sorts of friends that have done it with me too. So it's just it's a wonderful thing. By the way, in 2015, I found out I was in remission.
That thing you were never going to do.
And then, also in 2015, I got my first job at the end of that year, my first new job. And my job, then I switched over, and now I've had the same job for almost three years. And I work for a company out of Grand Rapids, and it's great. And so I drive over to Grand Rapids every week, and it's an awesome thing. Helps me a lot with my memory, because one of the things that came out of brain cancer was I lost all my memory. That was part of the speech therapy. Mm-hmm. And so I got to a point, where I couldn't remember my kid's name. And and so, you know, if I can't remember my kid's name, I had problems remembering the 5,000 people I used to know.
Right, right.
And what it is you have to, I literally, it's kind of a weird thing about brain cancer. It's just, you have to go see them and it all comes back. It's awesome. And it's just amazing. I just love it. I love it. And so, this year is another, you know, another crazy year, and I'm going to be doing the Traverse City Half Ironman in another 10 days.
Cool. That's going to be awesome. Oh, man. So let me ask you a question, though. Yeah. Going back, you're sitting in this room in the midst of treatments or in between treatments going, yeah, so, buddy, I think I want to do a, like, Ironman. Like, what is that? Where does that come from? Or where is that desire to, because it's, you know, one thing to be grateful for more opportunity or for another chance or however you want to say that. It's another thing to go like, okay, I'm just going to appreciate the heck out of every day. And then it's a whole nother level to go, you know, I cannot really move that well right now, but I think what I'm going to do is go do an Ironman. Like, where did that come from?
Yeah, isn't
that
awesome?
It is awesome. I love it.
No, it's just, you know, I just look at it as every day is awesome. Every day is the best day ever. And with that is I just, that was one of the things that got me going. And, you know, I said go, but I didn't go at first. And then I go, in the races, and I get myself in trouble. I say go and scare people. that James says that, and James is mad sometimes. But it's just it's, you know, that, you know, it's part of, like, it's kind of, I don't want to say it wrong, but it's kind of infused itself into my life. You know, I did tries before. In fact, I was on a pace to do a half Ironman. I was going to try to do one in the next couple of years back in that time frame.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but in 2012, I found out I had cancer. Yeah. So it kind of came to a screeching halt,
to say the least. Yeah.
Yeah, and then I went through 2 years of that cancer, got to the end of it, and saw James again, and I said I wanted to do a try, and then I said, I don't remember when I said I want to do a half Ironman, but I said at some point after that.
Yeah.
And that's what he said. He said he would do them with me, and he did, and it's awesome.
Yeah. So that's something to speak to too, right? Like, not just the resilience that you had in there, but to have somebody journeying with you through that.
The friends part of it is so huge. I can't explain it. Huge. And those guys are just amazing. They're amazing. And you know, this like, James did all of them with me. This year, I'm going to Traverse City. I'm going to try to say all the names. I'm going to miss someone. I'm going to feel really bad about it, but I'll give it my darndest here.
Sounds good.
It'll be Joe, Saeed, Shane, Jason, Beth, Amy, Randy. I think that's it. That's pretty much it. And I'm just going around the subdivision. Sebastian was supposed to do it, but he can't. He has Sebastian, well, I'll get the little story here real quick. So I live in a subdivision called Oakhurst, and Oakhurst is an amazing little place. And in the subdivision, when I started to run, Sebastian came out. And Sebastian wanted to run with me, and then we said we wanted to start a wolf pack, and so we just started the Oakhurst Wolf Pack. And but the crazy thing about that Oakhurst Wolf Pack, the two founding members, one of them was a brain cancer survivor, which was me, and then Sebastian was an open heart surgery survivor.
Oh wow!
So his doctor said he couldn't do this one. He did Muncie though with us 2 years ago, and it was awesome. And so he'll be back again. But anyways, that's
cool. And I love that you guys are able to support each other in that part of your journey, not just friends supporting friends, but also, you know, that's, even though those are very different stories, there's a lot of commonalities there, right?
Right, right. Oh, I forgot. I did forget one person. I'm just thinking of Johnny, too. Johnny.
Awesome.
Not a great guy. And so all these people are going to be doing Traverse City, and that makes it so much fun. It makes it so much fun. And, yeah. And it's just every year it's going to be something like this. And, you know, every year I do this. I can't believe it.
I can't either. This is so, it's so cool to be able to connect with you. And I'm so grateful that I encountered you. Yeah. So,
hey, by the way, you gotta do Reed's Lake.
I have to. So yeah. Let me tell you my story about triathlons. So many years ago, before I had any children, I had a friend. She's a great human. I love her. And she was like, hey, I'm really loving triathlons. Like, I want you to do this one with me. And it was just a sprint try. And I was like, okay, fine. And she ends up injured and can't do it, but she's still right there alongside me, goes down with me. We did one in Naperville, a women's tri series. And yeah, I got done and I was like, so yeah, I'm never doing that again in my life. And she was like, really? And I was like, yeah, no, that was awful. I did not enjoy that at all. I was like, I like running a lot.
Yeah.
And I love water. I'm like, but in Vikings, all right. It's not my fave, but it's all right. I'm like, but this is for the birds. I was like, I don't do tries, but I could probably be roped into like a relay team for a try.
Yeah, we have relays there too.
Okay. Yeah.
So, well, yeah. This year or next year, you know, you could just be there at some point.
I could. Well, and I do, as long as I am in town, and I'll make it a point to be in town that weekend if I can, but I do always go out and root people on at the Reed's Lake Tri, and I'm part of Team Red, White, and Blue, Grand Rapids chapter, and so I'm always there supporting, we have a lot of triathletes, so
right.
I always try to be there supporting them, but does your team, do your people do, create a relay team?
Yeah, we have, it's called Team Athletes. Like, we have go shirts
mm-hmm.
that everyone wears, and they do, the biggest year we had was, 2 years ago, and we had 120 people doing it. And, we had every kind of relay. It was awesome.
That's amazing.
We kind of took it all over. It was awesome.
Right.
It runs anywhere from, it runs usually about 60 or 70 people will be in Team Athletes Lake Tri shirts. And they do relays. They do, we used to have sprints and Olympics there on distance, but they dropped the Olympic. It's only sprint there now.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Well, but, yeah. We'll have to get connected on that. So, Rob, like, if somebody is listening and they can take one thing away from this, from your story, what would it be?
Go.
There it is.
I'm sitting here staring at my TV, and I've got go. My dad has a 3D printer. He printed off two different versions of it for me. I've got my stickers on there, and it just, like, stares me in the face. I never will forget it, but, and I have stickers I give to everyone. I've given out about 3,000 stickers. I have a book called Go, The Rise, Fall, and Rise Again, The Story of Cancer, out. And that's on Amazon, at Barnes & Noble and stuff like that. And it's just go. It's just, you can't sit there. You gotta go.
I love it. So if somebody's looking to connect with you, where would they do that?
Well, interesting enough, I have a new website. It's called gogorob.com. And you can sign up there, and you'll get updates. Also, I'm on Facebook, and again, I'm Rob Atterbury. You can find me on there, and so that would be probably the best two places right now to find me.
Perfect. Rob, thank you so much for your time.
No problem.
Is there anything else you want to tell anybody or just anything else you want to say?
No, it's, this is a cool, this is a kind of a cool thing. This year, I'm going in December to U of M for my MRI, and I will hit 5 years of remission on this wonderful journey of brain cancer. And so it's kind of an epic moment, and it's going to be an amazing thing.
That is. So in December, Rob, we're going to connect before then, but we're going to connect in December, and we are going to celebrate the heck out of that.
Yeah, it would be awesome. I mean, it's going to be fun. It's a cool thing. And, I want to give one, I do want one thing. I want to give a call out to the U of M people, and because they are amazing. That's all I'll say. U of M, unbelievable cancer center, unbelievable people, and Dr. Junk, and then Jessica, the PA, are just amazing. And Jessica sent me an email a couple months ago about Swim Across America in Detroit, and I did that, and I met another amazing cancer person there. I got to, I was with James, by the way. And we got to meet and got to see one of the little kids that we used to coach, and he's an Olympic swimmer now. And it was just the most amazing event. And it came from Jessica at U of M, is how I found out about it.
Wow.
And that's the thing. They don't look at me as I'm a cancer survivor. They look at me as I'm a athlete. And I love that.
That's amazing. That's powerful. And that changes everything, right? When you're throughout that process being treated as a person, not a cancer case. That's a totally different way of approaching it. We go blue in my house. I went to U of M. I graduated from there. So that's, but in terms of their medical center, I love what the stories that have come out of there, and encountering people like you, Rob, who speak to that from a very real, place and how that was a part of your journey. So when people, you know, ask, like, aside from the obvious that I went there, I'm like, but this is why. This is why you go, you want to be a part of a place like that.
Right. It's an amazing place. And, I work. I love my work. But I'm not near that person that I used to be. And it's just like, it's a good life balance now. It's a really good life balance.
Ah, you're using all my words. I love it. So if you follow me on Insta or Facebook, you know, I talk all the time about balance and journey and resilience. Just how do you overcome that thing, whatever that thing is for you? And
you gotta find that moment. You gotta find that thing that does it.
Yeah. Well, and resilience is really a muscle. So I don't know any of your story prior to having this diagnosis, not just once but twice. But I imagine that there are stories from before where you could say, "Yeah, I was just building up that muscle of resilience."
I guess you could. I don't know. You'd have to, talk to all the people that worked with me, and they would tell you.
There you go.
It was a thing.
Well, thank you so much.
Oh, by the way, my smile is probably bigger now than it was before. That's the thing. That's the thing. Always, everyone says, "Yeah, I'm always smiling." I'm like, "Yeah, I'm smiling. It's the best day ever." You know.
yes. Well, that was the first thing I noticed about you. Right. Was just like, I'm like, I don't know what this guy is super excited about, but he is excited about life. Like, and that was without like saying one word. Like, I was just like, this guy is excited about life. And it totally makes sense after talking to you. But yeah, so thank you for stopping and asking me about the race. So the race we're referring to, guys, is the Purple Polka Dot Race. And you'll hear more about that. And if you are on my Facebook and Instagram, you already have. But what was really cool is that that race is all about embracing what makes you unique and making your mark. And I think that... Man, you're out there doing it with Go, Go, Go. Like, Go, Go, Go is definitely your mark. And you are out there and you are so inspiring. And I can't wait to stay connected with you and see more of what your journey looks like and pick up your book. So, guys, pick up his book. Because for whatever glimpse you can get in this episode, like, there's so much more to that story. So I'm going to let you go because I know that you actually have to go, go, go on your run walk. But thank you again for your time and for sharing your story and your energy with us.
Well, and Susan, thank you for taking the time to talk to me, and lo and behold, look what happened. And with that said, go, go, go.
All right.
Go, go, go.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Journeyers Podcast. To connect with me, your host, Susan Clark, check me out on Insta at HT Performance LLC. Email me at susan.clark@healthtrainingperformance.com or just check out my website, healthtrainingperformance.com. I'd love to hear from you and hear about anybody you know who has an amazing story of resilience and authenticity. Have a great day.